هذه هي الرسالة الحقيقية.
This is the real message.
البعض
لأنه لا يرى إسرائيل عدواً. Some because some don't see Israel as an enemy.
لا يهمه
من And because some doesn't care about Lebanon and the authority of Lebanon. It just some just care about their own ambitions in Lebanon. Those people understood that the maneuvers was a message to those inside Lebanon. But I tell you, understand it the way you want.
وأنا أقول لكم
the resistance
سوف تستمر في
will continue
تحملها لهذه المسؤولية
to hold this responsibility as long as the authority in Lebanon does not hold responsibility. The resistance in Lebanon did not even make a slight effort to defend the sovereignty of Lebanon, not even on the political level and not even on the materialistic level. After August 14, the Lebanese army is on the border. I want to ask the authority, what did you offer to the Lebanese army? What did you offer to the Lebanese soldiers and Lebanese officers along the border? What did you bring to them? What kind of weapons did you bring to the Lebanese army? What kinds of capabilities, what kind of logistics did you bring to the Lebanese army to defend their own even positions before they defend Lebanon? What did you offer? After 1 year, can the authority tell me what did it do to beef up and to strengthen the capability of the Lebanese army? So we are before an authority that talks about silly things and stupid things and just talks about those people. All what they understand is to take money from the pockets of the people, is to increase the taxes. But they don't understand, and they never exert any effort to prevent any even Israeli violation to the Lebanese air place. They don't even utter a single word to condemn the Israeli maneuvers on the border with Lebanon. In the past, Lebanese government
at
50,000 soldiers, Israeli soldiers still in north of Palestine, on the border with Lebanon. What did the government do? Nothing. They are cowards. They didn't even send a message to the Security Council to condemn the Israeli maneuver. They are so cowards. Because why they can't do this? Because this embarrasses American President Bush and embarrasses U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza. Is this the way we should defend Lebanon? Is this how you have to provide security to the Lebanese people? I'm asking, how could Lebanese people fall asleep and sleep in security and peace when they see 50,000 Israeli soldiers just meters away from them, and the Lebanese government is doing nothing? I say this to protest. Since 1982 to this moment, Ahmad Qasir is the symbol, of dignity, symbol of sovereignty against those who didn't even trigger the rifles to and fire a bullet against the Israelis. Our position is clear, is not vague. Our position is clear.
أنتقل إلى النقطة التالية. مخيمات فلسطينية في محيط بيروت والضاحية.
Now concerning the Palestinian refugees camps neighboring Dahiya al-Janubiya in Beirut. In recent days, some spoke about concerns and fears related to the Palestinian camps in southern Beirut. In particular, the Burj Barajina camp and Shatila camp, and there are many rumors in Lebanon that problems might occur here and there. But what has been broadcast by some TV stations about the Palestinian camps, I would say that we bet on the excellent relations between the Palestinians who live in the camps and between the Lebanese people who live in Dahiya and other areas. The Palestinians know very well before, today, and the future. The Palestinians know that no one really love them the way we love them. In the past, Hezbollah did not actually interfere in Lebanese politics. Some called us for that. Some called us to be a Palestinian group, because we did not interfere in Lebanese politics. When they even mentioned Al-Manar television, the Hezbollah television, they labeled it to be Palestinian. But everyone knows what the Palestinian uprising and what the Palestinian people mean to us. And thank God we enjoy excellent relations with the Palestinian refugees in Beirut and other areas. And secondly, we bet on the best and excellent relation that we have with all Lebanese, with all Palestinian factions, from Fatah movement or other factions. We have contacts with everybody. Concerning some problems that occurred in Palestinian camps, we began to make contacts with all Palestinian factions in order to prevent and to abort any problem that might occur and would have negative impact on the relationship between the Lebanese and the Palestinians. And also to cut off the line before any Israelis meddling or causing strife between Lebanese and the Palestinians. And also we bet on the popular committees, the Palestinian popular committees, not to have any problems between the Lebanese and the Palestinians, and we bet on the Palestinians themselves. But in any case, those who speak about dragging Hezbollah and Amal movement into a war against the Palestinians. I give you a clear-cut message that there will never be a war between the Lebanese and the Palestinians. There will never be a war between the Lebanese and the Palestinians. This is a clear-cut message. But if any problem occur, whether inside the camps or outside the camps, this is the responsibility of the government, and the government must take its own responsibility to prevent any instability in Lebanon. Because sometimes from very small things, larger things occur, and a small problem could be transformed into a bigger problem, and so on. That's why even if those problems that occurred were baseless, or we have to be cautious and prevent any security problem. Now, concerning the presidential mandate. As you know, the presidential mandate in Lebanon is of actually high importance. As you see, it is actually making Lebanon and the whole world busy about it. Now the whole world is busy about it, even they pay attention to this presidential mandate more than they even pay attention to the presidential mandate in the United States itself. Why is all that? Why it's so important? There are some who said, no, we don't care about the name of the president and stuff like that. We don't have to underestimate such presidential mandate. It's not only a matter of the name of the president or the authorities of the president, but now it's the matter of the election, the way we elect a president. The agenda of the president and the name of the president is a big indication to the track that Lebanon is going to take, the future track that Lebanon is going to take. In other words, the president that we're going to elect is going to form a unity government or not. Or will this president that has no problem to form a government from one single coalition? And the government that is going to occur in case the presidential mandate took place, what are the policies of the new government? What is the behavior? What is the economic policies, the social policies? And what about the international relations and Arab relations? So this starts with the name of the president, the mind of the president, the courage of the president, the values of the president. We all know that after electing the president, there will be a new army commander and a new and other high-ranking army officials, and so on and so on, and this will drag to other security institutions. Isn't that really something that we have to concern about? That's why we have to know what kind of a president we have to elect. So we want a we don't want a president who could be in power one side against the other. We want a president who bring all the Lebanese together. We want to know his behavior concerning the Lebanese army. Now you have to know the best elements, the real elements of stability inside Lebanon is the Lebanese army. And it is the army command. And the behavior of this command, this the army commander is really responsible. But what kind of... But imagine that the ruling coalition will have to bring an army commander that imposes its own policies. Then where Lebanon will go? Where will they take Lebanon? And they dream, and the ruling coalition and the authority, they dream of using the Lebanese army against the resistance and against Hezbollah. What's so important is the name of the... Imagine if the ruling coalition elected their own president and they selected an army commander, who would guarantee that the Lebanese army doctrine will remain as it is? And who would guarantee that the army will not go to one side against the other and it will not launch a war against the resistance? These are serious questions. So the track will begin from electing a president for all the Lebanese. There's a new future, a future for Lebanon. We have to understand. That's why this presidential we can't underestimate the presidential elections. This is a serious matter for us. It's not a matter of even. Even when we discuss the personality of the president, the character of the president, all things should be discussed together. We want to know his political vision. We want to know his political ideas. The problem is that the ruling coalition wants a president from the March 14th alliance, and they want the government to be from the March 14th alliance, and they want the army commander to be from the March 14th alliance. And this ruling coalition said very clearly that I am part of the American agenda in the region, and it clearly said, the ruling coalition, the authority said, we have a common vision between America and us. If you want to discuss such a thing, we want to discuss the president, the name of the president, his characters, his ideas, and we want to discuss the government and the formation of the new government and all other things. It is very, this electing a president, it's a very serious matter. But what the Americans want from the president to carry out Resolution 1559. But have you ever heard from the Americans that they want a president to resolve the economic crisis in Lebanon? Have you ever heard from the Americans that they want a president to have a strong army to resolve the economic issues and defend its sovereignty and unite the Lebanese? No, you've never heard this from the Americans. All what the Americans see from electing a president is the execution of Resolution 1559, which is against the resistance. I have said before, and I will repeat, if the whole world came, they will never be able to carry out 1559 concerning Hezbollah arms. We will never hand over our arms. This is not a joke. This is a serious matter. We have presented we said we are ready to discuss the Hezbollah arms in terms of having a Lebanese strategy that defends Lebanon, but we will no army in Lebanon, no one in this world is able to disarm Hezbollah. No one, no country in this world is able to disarm Hezbollah. This is a waste of time. Don't waste your time. We want a president to bring all Lebanese together. We don't want a president to make sectarian strife in Lebanon or sectarian war in Lebanon. We want a president to liberate our occupied land. We want a president to be a guarantee for Lebanon, a guarantee for a government that is able to resolve the economic crisis of Lebanon. Now, the whole world is preoccupied and busy about the presidential mandate. But behind that, what's happening in these days, back in the state, back in the scene? The government is stealing now the money of the Lebanese people. People don't know about this. They are stealing through privatizing the cellular phone. They destroyed the agricultural sector. They destroyed the industrial sector, the touristic sector. They destroyed it. All what they do is that they take money from people through taxes, and now they are stealing the money of the people through privatizing cellular companies, which actually the main source of the Lebanese income, the main source of the income of the Lebanese treasury. Why we want to privatize this sector? To whom is going to take it? We will confront stealing the money of the people. We'll confront any privatization to the cellular phone. We don't want the country to be at the end just for private companies. And to whom those private companies belong, no one knows. That's why we want a stronger president, a president that supports the Lebanese army, to strengthen the Lebanese army in order to defend the country and protect the country from any potential attack. This is the president that we want. All what they say is that we have the parliamentary majority and we have the right to elect a president. I tell you, if you have the courage, you have said Lebanon is just like Ukraine. If you say you are the majority, okay, go for election, go and elect a president. But you can't do that. You don't have even the courage to do that.
يعمل انتخابات رئاسية مبكرة ويمكن يعمل انتخابات نيابية مبكرة. نحن بلبنان.
In Lebanon, 1 million people took to the streets, and later on, 1.5 million took to the streets, protesting against the government policies. But the government did not resign. So you're not caring about people. You're caring about yourselves. You're caring about your ambitions.
مع ذلك حتى لو خلينا التوافق على جنب الدستور بيقول نصاب الثلثين.
The constitution, the Lebanese constitution, says very clearly that electing a president with two-thirds majority, not with a half plus one. This is the constitution. But okay, if we can't, that's why we have to have consensus over the name of the president. But in case you elected a president with a half plus one and violated the constitution, we will not recognize and we will not admit this president. We will consider him to be occupier. We will not consider him to be a legitimate president. So we will consider the new president, if you elected against the constitution, to be an illegal president. We still have some days, and there are some talks and dialogue, and we support any talks and dialogue. But in case we didn't reach consensus, what would happen?
الفوضى الخلاقة فعندنا مخرج ما حارجع أقول الانتخاب من الشعب.
We have a solution. If we didn't reach a consensus. We have a solution. Let's go, let's have parliamentary elections. And if any coalition wins, then, and has the majority in the parliament, then go and elect a president with your majority.
نعمل انتخابات مبكرة ونلتزم من يحصل على الأغلبية المطلقة الحقيقية مش بالتزوير وبالخداع وبالوعود تصوروا مثلا كل تحالف الانتخابي تبع عبد علي قام
imagine
على قاعدة
that
أن اللائحة تدافع عن سلاح المقاومة وترفض الخمسطاعش
imagine that the
أصبحت اليوم هذه
last
اللائحة
coalition that we have made in Abd Alai district with Waheed Jumblatt and others was based on confronting 1559. But what happened later? They deceived us. They deceived us. And they began to speak and talk about applying and carrying out 1559. Now, you have deceived us before, but now let's have a parliamentary election. And whoever wins, it is his right to elect a president. If you want a solution for Lebanon, if you really care about Lebanon, if you really want to have consensus in Lebanon, let's have, I call on parliamentary elections, and I give you my commitment that the majority the majority should elect a president, and this would be the real solution for the political impasse that we have in Lebanon now. Anyway, the Lebanese today are following this event. It's my duty. About days before the deadline, the presidential elections deadline, I would like to say on behalf of you, who give us the right to express on his behalf, in the name of the resistance, I'm addressing the President Emil Lahoud to thank him for all what he did, to all his positions concerning, to his steadfastness, and to his support and embrace to the Lebanese resistance for about 9 years. Throughout his presidency, and when he was the army commander, because of his positions, there was harmony, there was coordination between the army and the resistance, and we together achieved the victory over Israel in May 2000. And because of the coordination and the cooperation between the President of the Lebanese Army and Hezbollah, we were able to defeat the Israelis in 2006. We can never forget his strong stances, his strong positions. This man, the President Emil Lahoud, we should be loyal to this man. We should praise this man. This man has embraced the resistance. This man stood by the resistance. As we get near to the presidential elections, I would like to say, to call on President Emil Lahoud to tell him that what you have done and what you have achieved and what you have and the responsibilities
بتحملك للمسؤولية الوطنية التاريخية فيما تبقى من أيام رئاستك وأنت أهل لهذه المسؤولية.
And I call on you to stay having the responsibility before you leave office.
أن يقوم بما يمليه عليه ضميره.
I call on President Emile Lahoud to take the constitutional steps and the national and to hold his national responsibilities, to take an action to salvage and to save Lebanon from any power vacuum in case a consensus over the president was not reached. The president must take action and must take a constitutional step to save Lebanon, because we will not allow an illegal government to carry out your responsibility. Eyes now are directed towards the presidential palace to see what kind of action and what kind of constitutional action is going to take. And we know that the whole world is going to pressure President Emile Lahoud, in order to weaken him and to prevent him from taking any constitutional step to save Lebanon. But this president, who never accepted any, did not give up to the Israeli threats and did not give up to the U.S. administration. This president will never give up to any coming pressure from anyone in the world, whether from the United States, the international community, or from Israel. There is a responsibility that the president must take. We will not give Lebanon to the thieves. We will not give Lebanon to all those who want to steal Lebanon. We will not hand over Lebanon to any illegal authority. We all together, with the sacrifices of the martyrs, we will follow up. We are paying attention. We're following and to see what's going to happen in the coming days, in the most critical days for Lebanon. We will continue to follow this sensitive time in order, and we'll continue to embrace and defend sovereignty and independence of Lebanon, for which we have sacrificed our blood and our souls. And I thank you all.
Well, there you have it. That was Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, Hezbollah Secretary General, giving his speech at Al-Dahiya district in Beirut, Lebanon, to a large crowd, probably thousands of people there. Just a brief cap of what he mentioned, basically divided into six topics. He talked about the Day of Martyrs, and of course the symbol of that to be Ahmad Qasir, the first symbol of the martyrs, which of a long line. He is the one that basically opened that gate up. Spoke about the Martyrs and Family, the Martyrs Institution and Association, which was established by the late Imam Khomeini of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Maneuvers by Israel and Hezbollah, that was a real important note to expand on a little bit on, which he basically had addressed military exercises that Israel had held. Hezbollah themselves addressed Hezbollah fighters in a large-scale military exercise over the weekend, which was in response to Israeli war games. Well, I guess that's all the time we have in terms of this, since we're going to go into news and brief.